This program is brought to you by Babaway Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Welcome to Kids Bible Minute with our daddy, Landon Rowell.
Hello again and welcome to Kids Bible Minute. I'm your host, Landon Rowell, and I'm also the local preacher for the Church of Christ here in Ramona, Oklahoma. I want to thank Bible Way Media out of the Ulaga Church of Christ for giving me the opportunity to do this podcast and each of you for studying God's Word with me. I enjoy our studies together and look forward to it each week. As always, I want to make certain you have your Bible with you, so that when I mention a Bible verse, you can read that verse for yourself and not just take my word for it. Now, most of the time, I will read that passage mentioned out loud, so it's best if you pause this podcast. When the scripture is mentioned, turn to that verse and read it. Then unpause the podcast and read along with me as I read it out loud. If you are new to our study, first, I want to say thank you for studying with us. And secondly, I want to let you know that you can reach all archived or past episodes easily now at RamonaCofc.com. That's RamonaCofc.com in the podcast section where there is a direct link to Kids Bible Minute past episodes. Today, we are continuing our series of lessons on Impact 316. With a look at the marvelous book of Hebrews. The Hebrew letter was written to the Hebrew Christians who were struggling with the persecution they were facing. We see such examples of this in Acts chapter 8, 1 through 4, though this letter was written much later. The reality of this persecution was that many of the Hebrew Christians were considering giving up on Christ and going back to Judaism. The book of Hebrews is a masterpiece on why Christ and his law is superior to the old law and the law that allowed for and created Judaism. In Hebrews chapter 3, in particular, we find the Hebrew writer discussing how Christ is superior to Moses, Hebrews 3 and verse 3, and that those that followed him were a people with a hard and unbelieving heart, as seen in their rebellions against God. The Hebrew writer begs these Christians not to be like those that rebelled, Hebrews 3 and verse 12. Beware, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. That brings us to our text, so let's go ahead and read Hebrews chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. For who, having heard, rebelled? Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt, led by Moses? Now with whom was he angry 40 years? Was it not those who sinned, whose corpse fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that he would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. A hard heart, like a millstone, Job 41:24, or a diamond, Zechariah 7, verse 12, is that of full of deceit, Jeremiah 17, verse 9. A hard heart is full of deceit. It is not a heart that is pure, 1 Timothy 1 and verse 5, that is faithful, Nehemiah 9 and verse 8, and therefore glad, Proverbs 15, verse 13. No, a hard heart, like that of the rebellious Israelites, is darkened because of ignorance, Ephesians 4:18. There we read, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God. Why? Because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. That darkened understanding and ignorance leads to a heart of unbelief in God of the Bible, Mark 16:14. Later, he appeared to the 11 as he sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart. And when our hearts are hardened by darkness and the ignorance of that and unbelief, let it be known that this will anger and grieve our God, Mark 3 and verse 5. There we read, and when he had looked around at them with anger, being grieved by the hardness of their hearts. This heart of rebellion that is hard from being darkened by ignorance, shaped by unbelief, and that has angered and grieved God, will always lead to one's destruction. Romans 2 and verse 5. There we read, "But in accordance with your hardness and your impotent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God." Let us all make certain every day that we are not hardening our hearts, which leads to rebellion against God. Don't be one of those that has treasured up or stored up wrath for yourself from God, but rather be the one who seeks to be found by God as a good and faithful servant. Well, that concludes this Bible study for today. As always, I want to thank you for studying God's precious Word with me, and I want to encourage you to continue to study God's Word every day. Be sure to use the wonderful material and other podcasts made available through the Bible Way Media app or website at BibleWayMedia.org. I also personally have a website at gospel-preacher.com. Of course, make sure you ask your parents if it's okay by them before you download the app or go to those websites. I also encourage you to contact me personally with any question about the Bible at the Ramona Church of Christ email address, which is ramonacofc@gmail.com. That's ramonacofc@gmail.com, or through our Facebook page or any other social media outlet. Make sure you message the Ramona Church of Christ in Oklahoma, not California. Until we have an opportunity to meet again, peace be with you in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.